It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. And at 6:30 tonight, we'll throw it to our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. Be Saints head coach Dennis Allen. His guest tonight will be Saints wide receiver coach Keith Williams. And then right after that, Monday Night Football right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app. It'll be the Detroit Lions playing the Seattle Seahawks on our Oakland Heart Jewelers. Talking text line, seen him for many years, covering the NFL, NFL Network, and author now of the book, The Why Is Everything, Mike Silver. Mike, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Mike, kind of tell us a little bit about the book before we get into the NFL a little bit. This is about the young coaches that now the influence now. And for so many years, we saw the Parcells tree, the Bill Walsh tree.
Shanahan.
And now, all of a sudden, there's a new branch to the tree.
Yeah, and it kind of started with the Walsh tree when Mike Shanahan went over to become the 49er offensive coordinator in the early 90s, branched out with outside zone, and now you have Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Mike McDaniel, Matt LaFleur, Raheem Morris, all head coaches, and a bunch of other offshoots, including you're seeing in New Orleans, young Mr. Kubiak trying to become the next guy. But yeah, they've kind of revolutionized football in that, and Bobby knows this. He was a quarterback, so he may have been an exception, but not a lot of coaches loved it when players asked why back in the day. They basically said, because I said so, it just works. Just do it the way we drew it up. And this new generation wants to have a purpose for everything and even wants the players to know what's going on.
You know what's crazy? All the coaches I've had, and you know, Coach Mara was so stern, the Marine that he was. But you know who was the most knowledgeable coach that I've ever had? And to me, he was too nice. And I think the college kids would respect him. And when he was at Hawaii and SMU, is June Jones.
Yeah.
And I look at, you know, the run and shoot. I'm telling you, with Warren Moon, June Jones, like the back shoulder throw and all that. I'm telling you, June Jones invented that. People think, I always see this back shoulder throw. I'm telling you, I've watched tape. We talk about like early 80s and stuff, going way back,
because
they overplay in the fade and to direct throw a back shoulder. And the one thing I could say as far as spinning a football, I don't think Warren Moon ever threw a duck in his life.
Man, he could throw a pretty football.
Right? And,
God.
And, you know, everybody remembers the famous clip of Jeff George yelling at June Jones because June Jones had pulled him out of a game. And, you know, listen, I want my quarterback bad if I pull him out of a game. But, yeah, I agree with you. I thought June did some really cool things, obviously went to Hawaii and lit it up, you know, and had a great run there. But that's interesting. I did not know that about the back shoulder throw. That's really cool.
Mike, yeah, and the other thing, yeah, too, is, Bob, tell them a story about how you changed June's thought process on the running the ball with a running back the shotgun.
Yeah, with the run and shoot. I'm like June. I said, we're running the run and shoot, you know, going way back with Neil Lomax and Portland State and Miles Davis and going all that. I said, okay, well, they know we're going to probably 80% of it, we're passing and we're not running. So the NFL pass rushes are too good because it was a half roll with the run and shoot. And the defensive ends are upfield said, why don't we just get in the shotgun instead of being on the center? You know, Jim Kelly was outstanding with the Houston Gamblers and the USFL doing that three-step roll. So I said, June, why don't we just get in the shotgun and run the same plays? Because they know we're going to pass anyway. And so I took that approach, and you know what I love more than anything? Cameron Hayward's dad, Arnhead, Craig Hayward, was the running back. It was like having a guard back there. And there ain't no defensive ends coming up hard because he would knock a snot bubble and knock him out. So I was like, I was part of that. The run and shoot and a lot of the route concepts, you still see him today. But I said, well, they know we pass him. Why not just be in the shotgun from the get-go? This is all early 90s stuff.
Yeah, that's a great call. And, Ironhead, they didn't call him Ironhead for nothing, man. He would lower that. He would lower those shoulders, and even edge rushers were not happy to see that guy.
Today, Mike, certainly now with the three wide receivers and now the tight end, which used to be a blocker, now he's a fourth receiver in most cases, is an oversized receiver playing tight end. But that, you know, we getting to see more and more as the linebackers become smaller, the offense is trying to adapt by running the football. Because now you've replaced a bigger guy at linebacker with a smaller guy, and you try to run the football, and that's the next concept. So they went to this heavy pass, and then now you see a little bit of an adjustment from all of them. If it's Kubiak, if it's Shanahan, McVay, of running the football, because of the matchups that they have on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, and certainly one advantage that Kyle Shanahan has used is the players who can morph into, you know, multi-position threats. So Christian McCaffrey, as great as he is for any other coach, might be even more dangerous for Shanahan because he can line him up as a running back, motion him, now he's a receiver, whole formation change. Debo Samuel, you go the other way around, he can line up as a running back all of a sudden and actually be a ball carrier. Kyle Juszczyk, their fullback, can be a tight end. He can be an H-back. He can be a fullback. He can even split wide kind of in the slot. So, you know, that certainly plays into it too. But I would say one distinguishing characteristic about this group is that they don't stay static. So you look at Mike McDaniel, who he was Kyle Shanahan's run game guru, really, at every stop from Houston to Washington in the early 2010s to Cleveland to Atlanta and then at San Francisco. He goes and gets a head coaching job in Miami, sees what Tua's skill set is, already has Jalen Waddle, and says, go get me Tyreek Hill. We're going to throw it, and we're going to throw deep, and we're going to get faster. So, you know, I like the fact that even though he made his bones as a run game guy, he recognized that in that particular situation, going deep would put him a step ahead.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Now, when you look at what has occurred now, I guess it's, I don't know, it's not a big enough sample size. It's really kick off the season. When you look at four games, there's no one that, I guess if you're a diehard Vikings fan, there's no one to say, oh, we're going to be 4-0. I mean, is that the surprise of the league? I know the NFC for sure, but is that the surprise of the league, the Vikings with Sam Darnold being 4-0?
Yeah, and that's another guy from this group, by the way, Kevin O'Connell, who was Sean McVay's offensive coordinator in L.A., but doing an incredible job. I think the other surprise plays tonight, and that's the Seahawks. I mean, we'll see how it goes tonight against the Dolphins, but if they end up being 4-0, you know, we've seen the 49ers struggle, blow a game against the Rams, lost to the Vikings and Sam Darnold in Minneapolis the week before that. Seahawks have a chance to stay two games up in that division early with a new coach and Mike McDonald and Geno Smith as the guy. So, but I agree with you about Minnesota. That's, you know, we all kind of looked at that and said, okay, well, they drafted a kid. He's out for the year. They got Sam Darnold as a stopgap. Still got Justin Jefferson, but are they going to really be one of those better teams? And right now they look like it.
Well, what more can you say? We love it in this part of the country. Jane Daniels, the LSU Fighting Tiger, Heisman winner, and
we've seen that before.
But you want to talk about accuracy? I know you'd be almost surprised if the ball hits the ground. I mean, I don't care if you're a veteran, rookie, whatever. Who's hotter than right now than Jane Daniels? And I think it's good for the NFL. I might be old school with this with the Redskins, but I think it's good that Washington, D.C. is relevant. The Washington Commanders, I think that's good for the NFL that if they are relevant, very similar, you know, in the Giants and Dallas and all that. But Jane Daniels, I mean, he's too cool for school. Talk about poise. I mean, he doesn't look like no damn rookie to me.
Yeah, I know. Well, God, that Monday night game, he looked so great. And then that pass where he's getting clocked and he puts a perfect touch on that pass in the end zone to win the game. I mean, that was just it's incredible. But, it's nice for the people, the great fan base there, because they had a terrible owner in Dan Snyder who created dysfunction. And there's a lot of that in this book because, you know, this whole staff was together under Mike Shanahan in the early 2010s, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Raheem Morris, Mike McDaniel, Matt LaFleur, and some others, including Bobby Slowick, who's done such a good job as the Texans offensive coordinator with C.J. Stroud. But, here they were with this star-studded staff, but, a lot of dysfunction. But RG3 came in 2012, similar deal, kind of took the league by storm in that case, and we get into it in the book. They took their whole Shanahan outside zone offense and transported it to the pistol, kind of like a, Bobby Hebert style with a run and shoot, but also running the ball out of that. And they, the league didn't really have an answer in that 2012 season. If we saw RG3, beat out Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson for rookie of the year. Then the dysfunction overtook them and they all got fired and had to move elsewhere to make their name.
Mike, what you've seen so far with the Saints and, the kind of connection with Derek Carr here, they got a back that's terrific runner, outstanding receiver coming out of the backfield with Alvin Kamara, the two-speed guys with Olave and Rashid Shaheed. Now, you'd love to have a tight end that can get over the middle and make plays for you. But your thoughts early on about the Saints' offensive play?
Well, those first two games were amazing, right? They were going after it. It's funny, I saw Derek Carr a couple times over the offseason, or once over the offseason and then once during the preseason. And, the first thing he said was, man, we won 9 games last year and we weren't even close to being as good as we should be. So he thought that was a really good sign. Like, I think we're going to be a lot better. Like, we were a mess kind of last year and still managed to win 9. You definitely saw that with the Kubiak touches. And, Derek's won a lot of big games in this league, a lot of comebacks. I think he sometimes gets a little bit of a bad rap, but, he can play at a very, very high level. So I was excited by those first two games. I know that last one Sunday had to be a killer because, the Saints and Falcons, tend not to love each other, as you know well. To have it come down at the end on the penalty and then the long kick, that's a tough one. But I think that's going to be life in the NFC South this year. As good as Tampa has looked a couple times, I do think this division, those three teams are going to battle it out right down to the wire, and it's going to come down to kicks and flags and, real, real close shaves.
Mike, tell everybody how they can get the Why Is Everything. Not everybody orders stuff on Amazon, but I know you can go to your local bookstore also and get it. And it's a great read about the young generation of offensive coaches that are in the league today.
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow. It should be in bookstores everywhere. It's definitely on Amazon or anywhere you would pre-order books. Today, I guess, will be the last time it's technically a pre-order. But you can do it there. And then all my social media, at Mike Silver on X, at Real Mike Silver on Instagram, the links are there in all the bios. So, yeah, hopefully I think people really like it. And there's definitely some Saints stuff in there, here and there for the Saints fans out there. And man, I'm really glad I got to be on with you guys because Bobby taught me a bunch in those first couple of minutes, and I'm going to
be on with him for about 10 minutes, Mike. Yeah, if you'd be on longer, you'd hear a lot of them.
It's like, okay, ask the question. Don't make a statement, but I don't know how to do that. I'm not a professional journalist. I'm like, journalist.
You know what, man? Usually when I go to New Orleans and talk to local legends, it's a haze because I'm having, like, a Beto Turbo Dogs or something and great food. But, like, this is a rare situation where I'm talking to a New Orleans legend and I'm coming away smarter and I'm going to remember it all. It's great.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it.
All right, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
All righty. That was Mike Silver. For many years, you watched him on the NFL Network covering the league, and he's book coming out tomorrow, The Why Is Everything, by the new generation of young coaches now in the NFL.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.